This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. As we get out of the way, that you may have your way in the name of Jesus. All precious Father, mighty and happy behind Calvary's cross, as I decrease, that the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. We bind up all technical difficulties and anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off and actually put in the sea of forgiveness. Cast it as far as the east is from the west, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, and I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honor, and requests. And most of all, precious Father, for the saving of souls. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I would like you to open up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18. And we're also going to be looking at the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4 through 7. And the word of God reads in Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4 through 7, the word says, the God who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is the edge to come. He might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about walking in kingdom authority. Walking in kingdom authority. As a believer of Christ, as a child of God, we as born-again believers, Jesus had died for us on Calvary's cross, and he rose from the dead, ascended on high, and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He have redeemed us by the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. Jesus made a way out of no way for us as followers of his. Here again in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, and it says, Jesus came and said unto them, the them at that particular time was his disciples that was with him. And he instructed them to let them know that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And as a born-again believer of Christ, as we gave our life to Christ and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, then we became partaker of the divine nature of God. Yes, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Believers of Christ, here in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection, or set your mind, on things above, not on things." We, as heirs and joint heirs of Christ, we are in this world, but we're not of it. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning. So if you as a believer, a follower of God, a believer of Christ, has been risen with Christ, our instruction is to seek those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Set your mind on high, on things above, and not on things of the earth. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 1, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher authorities, for there is no power but of God." The power that be are ordained of God. Here we see that the authority as a born-again believer have been given to us also in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 18. It says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." So we tonight are talking about understanding and walking in our spiritual authority. Believers of Christ, in Christ, people of God, the ability for the believer to walk in authority is determined by the measure of authority you give God in your own life. I'm going to say it again because it's better to be repeated. People of God, the ability for the believer in Christ to walk in authority, it is determined by the measure of authority you give God in your own life. So believers of Christ, when you as a born-again believer mature spiritually, you are able to access new realms of spiritual power. You see, maturity grants you access that you would not have any, would have otherwise. So believer, spiritual authority gives you the divine right to exercise God's divine right. In other words, as a follower in Christ, and as we mature in the Lord, come to that place of discerning what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is evil. That's why we have to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here in the word of God, in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. It says, seeing that ye walk carefully or circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Walking and understanding spiritual authority. People of God, God's will for your life as a believer in Christ is that you mature on a spiritual level, so that you can walk in the kind of authority that allows you to yield to the power God has made available through Christ, through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is that we mature spiritually, so that we can walk in the kind of authority that allows us to yield to the power God has made available through Jesus' death and his resurrection. You see, this type of spiritual growth, it comes along in a process that we have to go through, a process in order to grow, a process with a willingness to be teachable and to learn. Walking in kingdom authority is something that we have to be determined to do. See, the word of God says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. And in order to hearken to it, our mind must be made up. We must be determined to do what God has called us to do. Here again, in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 through 7, the word says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kingdom towards us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus Christ, who's Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings. Beloved, each and every time as a born-again believer, when the enemy tries to attack you, consider it as an opportunity to exercise your power over him. This authority that have been given to us on our lives, it comes because of Jesus. Because Jesus is glorified and is sitting at the right hand of God, our Father. And as a result of this, God sent the Holy Spirit to live in us and to empower our lives. So children of God, believers in Christ, we are sitting with Christ in heavenly places. And that position is the one of authority. That position is one of honor. That position is one of triumph through Jesus Christ. We have triumphed over the enemy of our soul. The accuser of the brethren. Satan is his name. So walking and understanding and walking in kingdom authority. Bible says in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, through 13, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus. Beloved, God wants the body of Christ to know that we are not a defeated church, but we are a triumph church. We as believers in Christ are to reign in through Jesus Christ because of our position of authority over the devil. Yes, the enemy of our soul, the accuser of the brethren, he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. So, beloved, remember this. We are no longer subject to Satan's devices, to Satan himself, because we have been delivered from his domain and authority. You see, Satan was dethroned by Jesus Christ at the cross. And in his resurrection, yes, people of God, Satan no longer has authority over the believer in Christ unless we give him access or authority through lack of knowledge of God's word or through obedience or through disobedience. Our failure to exercise our right in Christ. Yes, this should be said again. People of God, believers in Christ, Satan no longer has authority over the believers in Christ unless we give him access or authority through lack of knowledge of God's word, or through disobedience, or failure to exercise our rights in Christ. Yes, the Bible says in Hosea 4 and 6 that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. The cause of the verse. So walking in kingdom authority, it gives us as believers in Christ, it gives us power. Believers of Christ, when you walk in the revelation of your true potential and identity in Christ, you then become very dangerous to the enemy's camp. Satan is accuser of the brethren. The devil, according to John 10:10, the word says that the thief come to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So child of God, it is your revelation of your authority in Christ that the devil fears. Yes, remember what 2 Timothy 1 and 7 said. For God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Understanding and walking in your kingdom apart. Believers of Christ, always be mindful of this, when Christ, the last Adam, offered himself up for our sins. He restored and redeemed man to his former position of authority over Satan in this world. Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread or to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Christ has given every follower of his. Christ has given his power and authority to defeat Satan and all evil spirits. You see, our authority releases God's power as a child of his. Authority means to have the legal right in order to act. Yes, believer of Christ, you have kingdom authority over the power of the enemy, over the power, hallelujah, of the enemy. So understanding and walking in spiritual authority gives you the upper hand in this life, on this earth. If we believe what God has allowed Jesus to do for us, he came from heaven, came down, humbled himself in the fashion as a man, went to Calvary's cross, took upon himself the sins of the world, was nailed on a cross. He was lifted high and stretch out wide. Jesus didn't say a mumbling word. He became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Jesus, he's the way, the truth, and the life. He died, was placed in a borrowed tomb 3 days. He rose up with power, all power. Jesus says right here in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. Believers in Christ, the miracles that we read in the scriptures took place in the realm of the new. When God's people obeyed the fresh instruction from God, you see, God is a God of order and not disorder. But we must look unto him, unto God. Look unto the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three in agreement as one. So understand it. And walking in the supernatural power and authority. You see, when you are under God's authority, you have all authority. So people of God, believers in Christ, God's authority does not beg or ask. His authority commands. So people of God, authority is exercised through our spoken word of God. Bible says in the book of Proverbs 18, verse 21, dead and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So believers of Christ, authority is accessed through faith. Authority is accessed through faith. So we, as believers in Christ, have to know our stand in our position of spiritual authority. As the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, and now it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Understanding and walking in the supernatural power and authority of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We are grateful and thankful here tonight. Hallelujah. We are grateful and thankful for everyone that have tuned in, those that are listening to the message tonight. We just hope and pray that that's something that we have said thus far that have grasped your interest, amen, to know more of what the Word of God is saying. We just hope and pray that whatever your prayer need here tonight, that you would just give it over to the Lord and let God move in your behalf. We are thankful and grateful tonight as we are talking about walking in kingdom authority as a believer in Christ. Understanding and walking in kingdom authority as a believer in Christ. Here again, just a reminder in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So believers in Christ, we have the power of God's word to exercise as our authority while we are here on this earth. Understanding and walking in your spiritual authority as a believer in Christ should be a determination for us, every believer of Christ. You see, God is very interested in his children reaching their full potentials. God does not want us to be lukewarm or bench warmers as Christians. No, he wants us to be on fire for him. Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 16, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. You see, God wants us to use the authority and the power he has blessed us with to be the best versions of ourselves and to advance his kingdom. If I was you, I would write that down. God wants us as his children to use the power and the authority he has blessed us with to become the best versions, V-R-S-O-N, of ourselves and to advance his kingdom. See, the Bible let us know in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, where it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This is the part A clause of the verse. So, beloved, as we look around here in 2021, there are too many Christians who are spending their days struggling and growing under the weight of suffering and trials because they do not know that they have spiritual authority in their lives. Yes, the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation, when you fall into trials and tribulation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and let patience have a perfect work. In other words, wanting being content and wanting nothing. So, beloved, we have to exercise our authority. We can't just sit very quietly on it. Through the trials and tribulation, suffering we are going through, God has given us a mouth. He has given us a tongue to speak. So we are to speak over our situation and circumstances. Search the scriptures to find a word from God for the particular situation that we are going through. He promised in his word, never to leave us nor forsake us. The Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we as believers in Christ have to take full advantage of the power, authority given to us as believers in Christ. We have to use that authority to the fullness. Again, beloved, always be aware of this. God wants us to use our full potential and authority to the fullness in order to fulfill our purpose and to push his kingdom agenda forward. Yes, believers in Christ, we have been warned that our greatest enemy are not made of flesh and blood, but they are spiritual principalities and powers in high places. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against spirits, fallen spirits, demon spirit and principalities in higher places. But here in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, the Bible says, behold, I give unto you to trample on serpents and on scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Yes, beloved, understanding and walking in the kingdom authority as a believer in Christ. We, as God's children, should not allow ourselves to be pushed around by the devil. You see, the power and righteous and rightful authority to cast them out of your life has to be done on your part. We have to enforce our authority with great, great faith. Yes, remember what in Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, beloved, just as God's word is sovereign in the spiritual realm, we also have the power to his word with faith on any issue in our lives here on earth. And we have to look forward to speaking up in order to see changes take place in our lives as well. So believers of Christ, spiritually authority is defined as the right to make use of God's power in order to enforce spiritual laws, which is the word of God. Bible says in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. This is James 4, verse 8, the end clause of the verse. Again, for a reminder, every Christian, every disciple of Christ has authority in this world. See, the word authority means to have the right to exercise power. Yes, beloved, because believers are in Christ, the authority is given to them. Where it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So being in Christ is referring to someone who has made Jesus their Lord and Savior. And as a believer, his, him or her life, him or her life as a believer in Christ. You see, God our Father has delivered us from the power of darkness and have placed us in the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ. Now we are in Christ, and we are a part of his body. His body, which is the church. Bible says that the gate of hell would not prevail against the church. You see, our spirit has been made alive through Christ Jesus. So, beloved, children of God, we have been raised with Christ as part of his body. We have been seated with Christ in heavenly places, where it says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 4 through 6, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, walking in kingdom authority as a believer in Christ. Brothers and sisters, right now we walk on this earth for a period of time, but our position in the family of God is to sit with Jesus at the Father's side and walk in boldly in the authority that belongs to him. Yes, believers in Christ, you have the authority, and you have it right now. Yes, you have the same authority, the same ability and responsibility and position that the church had immediately after the working, the mighty works of Jesus Christ, which was completed. And when he ascended on high to be with the Father, Jesus expects us as his followers to use the power in his name to do his work while we're here. There is great power in that name that's above every other name. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God our Father. So, you as a believer in Christ, in him, has the authority, the right to exercise the power that is in the name of Jesus. Yes, walking and kingdom authority as a believer in Christ should be something that you must be determined to do on a daily basis. Here again in the book of Mark 16, verse 17 through 18, it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So believers in Christ, we have a direct link, a relationship with God himself. We also, each believer in Christ has an identification and an authority directly from Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, Jesus imparted divine authority to those who follow him, along with the Holy Spirit, to accomplish great things for him on this earth. Yes, beloved, spiritual warfare, prayer as well as with all other prayers, is empowered by our faith in Christ through the designated authority which Christ giveth to every believer through his shed blood and his victory over Satan through his work of the cross on our behalf. Yes, beloved, the born-again spirit-filled believer then function through his position in Christ. So people of God, remember this always, that God will not express his fullness apart from the body of Christ. Yes, we must understand that the Lord will not do the fullness of what is in his heart to do without us, though he will do many things in heaven. However, there are many things that he will not do except in a connected, vital, vibrant relationship with the people of God on this earth. We say we are waiting on God, but God is saying to us tonight, he's waiting on us. Remember again what the word says in Proverbs 18, verse 21, "Dead and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." So believers in Christ, we have the power of God's word to exercise our authority over everything. Again, God is very interested in his people, in his children, to reach their full potential while we're here on earth. He wants us to be on fire for him. He wants us to exercise great faith, to go out in the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There may be one or there may be some under the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. If that's you tonight, don't put off today for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. Bible says that if we repent of our sins, and we make a confession and a belief, we shall be saved. It's a personal invitation that have been given by God to each and every one of us while we're here on planet Earth. Bible says in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish and have everlasting life. If that's you tonight, and you have come to the place in life where your back is against the wall and you don't know which way to go, come to Jesus. He's there, standing at the door of your heart. He's there with arms stretched out to accept you into the beloved family of God. All you have to do is come to that place of humbling yourself and let God know how sorry you are for the sins that you have committed. You know, tried everything else. Give it over to God. Come boldly. Come broken. Come to him. Repent of your sins. Repent means you're going one direction. You made it 180-degree turn. Came to the foot of the cross and repented sincerely from your heart. Excuse me, to him. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of making a confession and a belief. Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Yes, the God that we serve, he wants to save you. He wants to turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He desired that no man, woman, boy, or girl, go to hell. But if we make that decision not to accept the invitation that was given, we can't blame God. We have to blame ourselves. Jesus, he made a way for us. He bridged the gap between God and man. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is still in the soul-saving business in 2021. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We pray that something has been said that will enlighten your soul, enlighten you to want to live more for Jesus Christ and show the love of Christ to others. If that be the case, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to listen to this broadcast. We appreciate you. We appreciate your support. If you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibault, T-H-I-B-E-A-U-X, or Lisa Thibault. Thank you so much. Again, join us every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We greatly appreciate your support. God bless you, and continue to pray that God's will be done in this world. And let us share Christ every day through our characteristics of Him in our lives. Love, love, love. God bless.